Yeah, I had a great date too. It was a lot of fun. I'm really glad that I got to meet you. I thought that you had a good personality right from the start when I saw you on OkCupid. Do you want to come in? No, really, it's okay. I mean, I want you to. Yeah, just come on inside and maybe we'll make out a little bit. I mean, I don't want to be too forward, but I think we had a really nice time and I'd like to get a little bit more comfortable with you. Okay, something that you have to tell me. Oh, wow, I've never had a guy tell me that before. Your cock is small. You're joking, right? I mean, you wouldn't really tell me this. It can't be that small anyway. Well, how small is it? I mean, I'm not like a size queen or anything. It doesn't have to be giant. I think that you might be, underestimating yourself a little bit. Wow, that small? No way, I don't believe it. Well, I understand that you might have had some bad experiences and women have found out before, but I don't know why you would assume that I would judge you like that. Okay, well, show me then. Yeah, I mean, if you really, really have that small of a cock, then why don't we just get it out in the open? I don't believe you anyway. I think that you're maybe being insecure. So just take it out. I want to see it. No. You don't get to go away now. You don't get to just tell me that and run away. No. Now you're in my house and you're here and you've told me that you have this tiny cock. And let's see. I'm not really sure this is true. Wow. Okay, that is a small penis. I'm sorry. I feel bad for laughing. I just was kind of surprised that you would tell me to begin with, and I thought that you were joking. And no, wow, that is a really, really tiny cock. Oh my God. Oh, no. You don't get to put your pants on now. No. In fact, I want you to pull them all the way down. You look kind of ridiculous that way, and I have to admit, I find it kind of funny. Yeah, just down to your ankles. Wow, that might be the smallest cock that I have ever seen. I'm sorry. Oh, your cheeks are getting all red. I know it must be a little bit hard to hear, but I guess you're used to it by now. I mean, you wouldn't have told me if you weren't. I guess what? You've gone out with other women and you didn't tell them? And then you started making out, and what? They grabbed for your cock and they were like, "Where is it?" They didn't know where it was because it was so small. Or maybe they even tried to fuck you and then they found out that it wouldn't really even stay inside. I have to be honest, I like to be on top during sex, and there's no way that you could fuck me with that cock. It's so small. I mean, it's kind of pathetic. I know I feel terrible for saying that, but I mean, it's true. And you can't really seem to mind that much because I think it's hard. Is that what it looks like? Hard? Oh, wow. So it's even smaller than that when it's flaccid. Oh my gosh. Is it like, what do you call it? A micro penis? I think it might be. I mean, it's like maybe the size of my thumb. Let me just put it up. Let me put it up to your cock. Oh my God. I really think it's like the size of my thumb. I mean, maybe it's a little bit wider, but not much, is it? Oh my God. I just can't imagine you being with a woman and like, she thinks that she's gonna have sex with you, and then you take that out. I mean, what did she do? What do they do? Just laugh? Just laugh at you, or maybe even get mad at you for leading them on, thinking that you were, I don't know, a real man with a real cock, a thick, big cock that could fill a woman up. And then they find out that, no, you just have this tiny little penis. Oh, it's so cute. Look at it. It's so hard and yet it's so tiny too. Oh my goodness. Well, I have to say one positive thing about it would be that it would be really easy to suck. I mean, normally when I give blowjobs, I don't have the biggest mouth. So, you know, I really have to stretch my mouth around even an average size cock. It can be a lot of work, but with that thing, I mean, I would barely have to put my lips around it to get it all the way down. I guess that that's one positive, right? I mean, fuck you? No, I think that we both know that that's not going to happen now. I mean, really, there's really not much to fuck, is there? Let's just be honest. And I kind of think that you like me telling you that it's small, don't you? Well, I know you're saying that you don't like it, but your cock is hard, even though it's pathetically tiny. So clearly you are getting something out of this, aren't you? You must like it when I tell you that it's tiny. Maybe because it's just the truth. You know it's the truth, and maybe it's finally good to hear it. Maybe you just need a woman to, I don't know, put you in your place, tell you that you are just not made for fucking a pussy. I mean, you do have that mouth and that could be useful, right? I mean, you could lick my pussy if you wanted, if you did a really good job. Oh, no, you're still not going to get to fuck me afterwards. In fact, I don't really even know what I would want to do with that cock. Just watch you stroke it for me and laugh at you a little bit. I mean, how long is it going to take you to come? I mean, maybe the length that you come is like the length of your cock. Like, it's so short that it's only going to take you, I don't know, 1 or 2 minutes to come. Maybe 10 or 20 seconds. Yeah, just stroke it for me. I want to watch. Uh-huh. I know, you're so embarrassed, aren't you? Oh, your face is all red, but you're still stroking it, aren't you? I know. Now I think it's getting red for a different reason. Here, I'll take a little bit of pity on you. Let me just pull up my skirt and pull down my panties and I'll show you my pussy. Oh, isn't it nice and pretty? I actually waxed it when we were going out because I thought that I might want to fuck you. But clearly that's not going to happen. But you can see that it's nice and waxed and nice and bare for you. And maybe even getting a little bit wet. I didn't even know that I could get turned on by this. But I have to admit, humiliating you is a little bit more fun than I thought it would. Oh, keep stroking. That's right. Keep stroking that tiny little cock. Oh, are you going to make a mess on my floor? You can do that, but just remember that you're going to have to clean it up when you're done. I can't even imagine what little amount of cum is going to come out of a cock that size. It's going to be like just a tiny little amount. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to lick it up for me. That's right. If you make a mess on my floor, you're going to have to go down there and lick it up. But don't worry, it won't be too much cum. Certainly too much cum couldn't be in those balls. Oh my goodness, that's right. Keep going. Oh, I think you're getting closer now, aren't you? That's right. You can thrust your hips and just look at my pussy and think about what you're never going to get. Oh no, you're never going to get this pussy, but you can look at it and maybe if I'm feeling generous later, I'll let you lick it. But right now, you're just going to come for me. Just come with that tiny little cock. That's right. Just all over the floor, make a little mess, and then you can get down on the floor and lick it up. And it's really going to make me laugh. Oh, Oh, that's right. I think you're getting closer. Oh, that's right. Such a good boy with his tiny little cock. Oh, are you going to come for me now? Come on, come on. Be a good boy and come. Come with that little pathetic tiny penis on the floor. I want to see it. I want to see it spurt for me. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're almost there. Oh, oh, that's it. Yes, good boy. Oh, oh, see? Oh, there was hardly anything there, was there? Well, I guess that's going to be better for you because now you need to get down on the ground, don't you? And start licking.